There's some new information that's been released regarding the disappearance of the young boy Kyron Horman from Oregon, the 7-year-old. You know, we've all seen the story. According to an article on Fox News, it says a former landscaper for the missing Oregon 7-year-old Kyron Horman told police that the boy's stepmother offered him a large sum of money in exchange for killing her husband. The OregonLive.com reported the landscaper reportedly claimed that Terry Moulton Horman discussed the so-called murder-for-hire plot with him 6 months before Kyron vanished, again according to OregonLive.com. When detectives revealed the plan to Kyron's father, Kane Horman, last week, he filed for a restraining order against Terry Moulton Horman as well as divorce. And he took the couple's 19-month-old daughter with him. The sheriff's spokesman said the following statement: there will be no comment from the sheriff's office regarding the information reported in the July 4th Oregonian. The information released in the Oregonian did not come from the sheriff's department, and it's an ongoing investigation. Ongoing investigation or not, things do look sad, and we hope that Kyron is found alive. But it is starting to take a sad turn for the worse here, and we have to wonder really what happened to this young boy. And the stepmother apparently looks like is the key to the alleged disappearance of this young child. I guess time will tell. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.